Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Holy Spirit, fill my mouth that my words might be yours, that you might continually form us into the image of the one who died and rose for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever gone through a time in your life when you felt like God was late? God was late to attend to your needs. God, I need you now. God, please show me your power now. Help me to feel your presence now. And sometimes God does that. But have you ever had the time that felt like the opposite? You felt like God wasn't there the moment when you needed God. Have you ever had that? Where God seemed late. Late in answering your prayer. Late in comforting you in your pain. Late to deal with your problems. Late to attend to your heart and to your needs. Have you had a time where God seemed maybe absent or just late? Some of Jesus' closest, most beloved friends felt this way. That's a story we just read, a bit of a long story, the story of Lazarus in John 11. At the end, you see Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, but that's not the whole story. And I think this story doesn't, while it doesn't describe every season of our lives and of our faith, I think it describes some. And some of those seasons we have. And we're going to talk about three parts to the story that, not just him at the end, but the first part of the story is Jesus is late. He is. Verse 1, now a man named Lazarus was sick, you heard that. And he was from Bethany, a village near Jerusalem, and he a brother of Martha and Mary, and it says, verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days. He's late, right? Jesus, Lazarus is sick now, it's serious now, not tomorrow, today, now. And then Jesus stays two more days. I don't understand that. God, I'm hurting now. God, my pain is unbearable now. God, I failed that test today, or I got fired today. I need you now, and you seem absent. God is late. And then when Jesus arrives, Martha goes out to him and says, hey, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She's saying, Jesus, where were you? And I think if we're honest with ourselves and we're honest with God, we feel that way too sometimes. God, where were you? God seems to show up late. So that's the first thing of the story. Jesus is late. Now, what's the second thing? It'll take us a while to get to it. The second thing, now, what happens in the story? Jesus does come, and when he comes, does he simply walk up to the house, wave a magic wand, snap his fingers, and say, poof, problem solved, what's for dinner? No, I don't like that. I want something else. No. What happens? At first, Martha has this conversation with Jesus and says, you know, Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died. And yet I know that God will give you whatever you ask. And they have this conversation about Jesus saying, no, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe? And she says, yes, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God who has come into the world. Yes, Jesus, I believe in you, Jesus. That's why I wanted you here earlier. And then it continues. It says, when Mary then went out, so that was Martha, then Mary goes out and finds the place where Jesus was. She falls at his feet too and says, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. So not one, but two people pestering him. He's getting it from all sides. If you were here, this wouldn't have happened. And when Jesus saw her weeping and others that came along, it says he was deeply moved and troubled and said, where is he laid? Where's the tomb? And they say, okay, come with us. And then we have one of the shortest verses in all the Bible. Jesus went to the tomb, and it says, Jesus wept. And then bystanders said, see how Jesus loved him. That's the second thing. Jesus weeps. It's the shortest verse in the English Bible, and I think one of the most important. Jesus loved Lazarus so deeply that he weeps at his death. Now, verse 5 earlier said, Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and there's only one other person that it talks about in the Bible of Jesus specifically loving deeply, and that's John. So, and if you doubted that Jesus was a real human being with skin and eyes and feelings and toe jam and all these, a real human that feels joy and feels pain and feels rejection. Here, Jesus himself is overcome with grief and he weeps. That's how near Jesus comes to you. He weeps. Now, even though Jesus might feel late, he comes, and he didn't just wave a magic wand. He went to the grave and sat with Mary, sat with Martha, and he weeps. That's how close Jesus, that's how completely he identifies with you and your life and your pain. He weeps. He knows your pain. He feels your pain, and he comes that near to you that he weeps. So even though we might feel at times that Jesus is late, that's the first thing. Jesus weeps. That's the second thing. Even though he might seem absent at times or seem, he comes near. He comes near and weeps. He comes near and sits down next to you and comforts you by weeping. So that's the first thing. Jesus is late. Second thing, Jesus weeps. But that's not the end of the story, because if that were the end of the story, we wouldn't be talking about this today. A lot of people are late, not pointing any fingers, and a lot of people weep. So not a big deal. What's the third thing? Jesus resurrects. It says again, deeply moved, again, Jesus came to the tomb, and it was a cave with a stone across the entrance, and he said, "Take away the stone." And they said, "No way. He's been dead 4 days," and the King James Version says, "He stinketh." It does. Look it up. But okay, Jesus said, "Well, didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" And they said, all right, Jesus, this is not a good idea. And then Jesus stands away. He doesn't go in. Somebody asked me about that. If he went in, people could say all sorts of, well, maybe he snuck somebody else under his robe and said somebody else rose from the. He stands outside of the door and talks to the entrance and says, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man, with hands and feet still wrapped for death and cloth around his face, comes out alive. And Jesus said, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Jesus resurrects. Jesus, true man, identifies completely with you and weeps. Jesus, true God, raises from the dead, not just any old dead, but the 4 days in the tomb decaying kind of dead. Earlier in the story, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And a few chapters later, Jesus will say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." True life is found in Jesus because Jesus is the resurrection. Now, this does kind of sound like an Easter sermon coming early. Yes, because that's where we're going, even though we go through Holy Week first. Jesus defeats death by his death and his resurrection. Jesus alone resurrects. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about resurrection. It's often different than what we want, and it's often different than what we expect. How God resurrects is often different than what we want or what we expect. So Mary and Martha didn't want Lazarus to die. They said, "Hey, if you had been here, this wouldn't have happened. This isn't what we planned. This isn't what we wanted." Jesus was late. But then Jesus raises him from the dead because God had another plan to show his power and might by raising him from the dead. The resurrection was different than what they wanted or what they expected. We are the ones that say, "God, my loved one is dead. They're not coming back." Or, "God, my husband left me. He's not coming back." Or, "God, I didn't get that job." Jesus resurrects, but it's often different than what we expect. And I've seen some of you end up on the other side, glad you didn't get the job that you thought you wanted. Or some of you, after a difficult time, find comfort in healing in a place you never would have expected, in a new friend or a new opportunity. Yes, we all probably feel it sometimes that Jesus is late. But Jesus weeps, comes near and weeps and holds you, and he weeps on the cross and dies for you. And third, Jesus resurrects. Easter is coming. Death cannot hold Jesus. The worst thing that happens to you does not have to be the last thing that happens to you because Jesus resurrects. Jesus is late. Jesus weeps. And Jesus resurrects. Amen.